Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 8, day 4 of our study of Ephesians and Philippians. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Philippians 2, 19 through 24. Well, welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. If you've been blessed by this podcast, I'd like to encourage you to leave a review on your podcast app of choice. It helps other people find out about the podcast. With that, let's pray before we start today. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God. Speak to us. Fill our hearts with the knowledge of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. We'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Philippians 2, starting in verse 19. I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you. I have no one else like him who will show genuine concern for your welfare. For everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. Let's pause right there. So this is the same Timothy that has the book of Timothy that Paul wrote to him. It's that very same Timothy. And Paul is, again, in Rome, and Timothy is with him. We know that there's several people with him. And during Paul's stint in Rome, we know that people came and went. At one point, he says everyone has abandoned him in Rome. We know at other points there were people with him, and it could have been that maybe everyone did abandon him, or maybe it was hyperbole and most people abandoned him in Rome. None of that's fully clear, but here we know that Timothy is with Paul in Rome at this point. And Paul is wanting to send Timothy back to Philippi so that Timothy can find out how things are going. And I imagine that Paul is thinking he's going to send Timothy on a circuit writing tour of all of these churches that Paul has established or where he has been through his missionary journey in the book of Acts. That Paul wants to send Timothy on this circuit writing course to go find out how all of the churches are doing and then come back and give him a report since he's stuck in Rome, again, either literally in chains or under house arrest, whatever it looks like at this point for him. He can't leave Rome. He's stuck there, but Timothy can come and go. And so he wants to send him back so that he can come back and give him word on how things are going. Paul has a great love for the people of Philippi, and we're going to see in the next passage that we read tomorrow probably why. And it has to do with this friend Epaphroditus that has come and visited Paul. And so Paul has got these co-laborers here with him, but there are people in Paul's life that have special meaning to him, depending on the place that you're talking about. In Philippi, has special meaning for him. And Paul is writing to them saying, I want to send Timothy to you so I can find out how things are going, because he really does love the people of Philippi. And I'm sure that Paul really loved the people of all the places that he went. I don't know that he's picking favorites here. And I don't think we have to read into it that he's picking favorites. But how amazing when you have such tender words and affection for a group of people. Again, we've talked about this, but what if the body of Christ? What if we treated other cities, other churches, even within our city? What if we had the bonds of love for one another within the body of Christ, within our city, even within our own church that Paul here has for these people? What if instead of seeing only conflict and trouble, what if we saw the people in our churches and in other churches the way God saw them, the way Paul is able to see them here? How amazing would that be? I believe that would change us and that would change the church, and I believe it would change our city. Wherever you live, I believe if the body of Christ could love one another like this, that it would change the city. Paul talks about Timothy here and he's contrasting Timothy with other people, the them, you know, they say. He's talking about the they here. And Paul is saying, you know, most people serve God with their own agendas in mind. And this sadly is very true. And again, we discussed this already in this series on the podcast of of just how difficult it is to see our own ambitions, our own selfishness within ourselves. We can see it in other people very clearly, but seeing it in ourselves is very difficult. And even when we do, there's a tendency to have some amount of mixture where we lie to ourselves. We talked about this, where there's this cognitive dissonance where we convince ourselves that our selfish goals are actually altruistic and we're doing it for other people. We lie to ourselves. We preach to ourselves these stories where we convince ourselves, that's hardly ever convincing to other people. When we convince ourselves that we really are serving Jesus because we just love him, not because we're getting this or that out of it. And it's very difficult to see that. And Paul's talked about that. And here he's talking about Timothy. And he's saying Timothy is not like that. He doesn't struggle with this mixture. He doesn't have that. And I'm not even sure if Paul would have said that about himself, that maybe he thinks that he has that same struggle. But here he's saying Timothy is not like that. Timothy doesn't do things out of selfishness, out of this selfish ambition that he has to gain a name for himself. He just serves God. Basically, I don't have anyone like Timothy. After all that he's talked about so far in this chapter, he's really kind of building up to Timothy. He's saying, you know, everyone kind of acts like this, but not Timothy. I don't have anyone like him because he only serves the Lord. He only loves the Lord. He'll do whatever is asked of him by God. I don't think that meant that Timothy was some kind of whipping boy for Paul. I don't think he was a doormat. I imagine that we know that Timothy was a much younger person than Paul, probably looked up to Paul quite a bit. So there might have been kind of that kind of relationship where Timothy definitely would have done anything for Paul because he had seen a little bit of the miracles and the signs and wonders that came along the path that we see in the book of Acts that followed Paul. Maybe he was enamored by Paul's teaching. But I don't think that Timothy was a pushover. I don't think Paul is saying this about him because Timothy only does what Paul says. I think Paul can genuinely see in Timothy that his heart's desire is to serve the Lord only, not his own ambitions. And that's a really challenging thing because, again, I said this before, I don't think it's wrong to have ambition. I don't think it's wrong to think of ourselves. But it does make it challenging to put Jesus first. And that's a constant struggle. It's a constant tension in our lives that I think is worthy of constant reflection or continual, not only about constant, but periodic reflection. When we look at our lives, I'm saying, am I doing this for me? Am I doing this for Jesus? What's actually driving me to do what I'm doing? And when we stop and we reflect on that, it can actually help us get a little bit of perspective, and it can actually help order our steps. Timothy here seems like he did it all the time because, according to Paul, he's conquering this tension. He's winning in this tension. And for most of us, there's days that we win and there's days that we lose. But if the trajectory of our life is toward winning the battle, the tension between serving Jesus and serving ourselves, if we're on a winning trajectory, we're doing really well. We're doing really well. That's where we want to be going. We're not going to be perfect in it. We're going to struggle. We're going to fall. We're going to give in to temptation to just do the things that we want to do. But when we find ourselves in that place, when the Lord exposes that, and we write that course, and we go back in that trajectory of winning that battle, that's pleasing to the Lord. And that's the path we should be on. We don't know exactly how that looked for Timothy, but I take Paul at his word that he was really good at this. And that can only be accomplished by choosing to see others as more important than you and choosing to see others as worthy of humbling yourself before them, knowing full well that they don't deserve it, but that we do it anyway. That's the struggle. That's the difficulty. That's where we're having the rubber meet the road is really challenging, is actually humbling ourselves before people that don't deserve it. Timothy was really good at it. And I know that some of you are really good at it. And I pray that the Lord will give me and all of you grace to be better and better at it and to set our course on that trajectory of laying our lives down for others for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of Jesus. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.